The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
And now this story is just fantastic. So Wilson Tucker, who people might not be instantly familiar with that name, but he is, of course, the only member of the Daylight Savings Party who was elected to WA's upper house at the last state election, despite only getting, you know, something like, I don't even know what, 12 votes or something, like
many.
A ridiculously number, a small number of votes through, you know, he worked with the preference whisperer and so got a spot in the upper house. It's really part of the reason why now Mark McGowan is moving to change the voting rules in the upper house.
That's right.
And I thought, you know, just him talking about daylight saving would be all we'd ever speak about when it came to Wilson Tucker. But we're going to be talking about his love life.
Yeah. So he has made the move from one platform to another, I guess. And now he's on a dating platform, a dating website. So he's been spotted on Bumble.
Oh, really?
Yes. Actually, I'd really like to know who spotted him on Bumble, because that would say who's matched with him, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. He won't look at anybody in this room. But the interesting thing, I had a little bit of a look at his profile on Bumble. And you know what? It's like, I didn't realise Wilson Tucker is actually a pretty good-looking rooster.
Yeah, and he's pretty accomplished. He's pretty interesting guy, too.
He's a young fella in Parliament, so that's nothing to sneeze at. He likes the outdoors. He looks like he's plenty of pictures of him having adventures outdoors.
Absolutely.
He's pretty ripped as well.
He is.
Do you reckon?
He's very handsome, you know? So, look.
I think he would be one of the better looking, most accomplished rangers in WA.
Yes, and on Bumble, possibly.
And on Bumble, so there you go.
Exactly.
Ladies, look out for Wilson Tucker.
Exactly. And I think as well, it says he's from the US. So, and over there, I was having a bit of a look before, because I was trying to see if I could find any other politicians who were on dating apps, and they're pretty hard to find. But in the US, it's a really big thing that they've got actual apps dedicated
to politicians.
Like liberal daters, or so not just politicians, but people who are affiliated with parties and that sort of thing. So,
wow.
So maybe he needs to come over here, and you know, that can be his next sort of tech move.
Let's just see how he goes. Good on you, Wilson. If you want to call into the show and let us know how you're going on Bumble, we'd love to hear from you.